Okay, are you guys ready to help me out?
Yeah.
I'm going to start with a quiz. So what's this a picture of? Okay, what is it a picture of?
Map.
It's a map of?
The United States.
Okay, can you show me, can anyone show me where we are in here? Point to it. Good job, Los Angeles. Okay, if you were going to point to Central California along the coast, where would you point? Anyone else want to try? Okay. Up here. Good job. Okay, now another question. Where's Mexico? Can anyone show me Mexico? You want to show me Mexico? Point up here to Mexico. Right down there. Okay, who wants to show me Alaska? Where would Alaska be if it were shown up here? Can you show me? It would be clear up here. Way up here, really high. Okay, but I have more questions for you. Look on the screen there, and I want you to tell me, what animal is this?
Elephant.
And how do you know it's an elephant? It's got a trunk, and it's got bumpy skin. And big ears, you're right. Okay, look at the next animal. What's that? It's a seal, exactly. Okay, now I have another question for you. This third picture, has anyone ever seen him before?
No.
What does he look like?
A seal.
He kind of looks like a seal, doesn't he? But look at that snout. How about that snout? What about that skin? What would you call him if you had to give him a name? An elephant seal, exactly. Today I'm going to tell you a story about the elephant seal, and it's actually pretty amazing that I have a picture of him. They're pretty amazing creatures, but about 200 years ago, they were killed to the point of extinction. Do you guys know what extinction means? Extinction means they don't exist anymore. There's no moms and there's no dads to make any more babies. They don't exist. And the reason that they were killed is because these animals are pretty amazing. They swim 8 to 10 months out of the year. They're in the water. They go all the way from Mexico, all the way up the California coast. This is the picture. They go all the way up to Alaska. Some of them go clear out in the middle of the ocean. And they swim. Now, they breathe air like you and I do. How long can you guys hold your breath for? 30 seconds? Yeah, not very long. These guys can hold their breath for up to 2 hours. And they dive some of the deepest creatures. They dive up to 5,000 feet into the ocean. They do, and they stay under there for about 2 hours. So they do a lot of swimming, they do a lot of eating, and they have a lot of blubber on them, lots of fat. And so people, hunters, would come and get them, and they would kill them because they had to come up to the air to get air eventually. So they would kill them for their blubber, and they would make things out of their fat because these guys can swim. Now, Alaska, is it cold?
Yes.
Okay, it's got ice in the water, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So they have a lot of blubber on them to keep them warm in Alaska. So these guys were hunted to extinction, and it was pretty scary. I mean, by the time they realized that these guys were gone, the Mexican government's put laws in place to try and protect them, and then American government put laws in place to try and protect them, but they just didn't exist anymore. There weren't any of them. How sad was that?
Yeah.
They were extinct. They were gone. But then, about 20 years ago, somebody found 24 of them on an island off the coast of California. They use that as their home base. Now, if they can swim for 8 to 10 months out of the year, what do they do the rest of the months? They do, they sleep. They climb up on the beach and they sleep. Look at them all.
Oh my God.
I call them my blubber baby boys. Aren't they great? They're fabulous. They go up there, they actually don't eat while they're up on land. And they stay there, and over the last 20 years, they've multiplied until now there's about 170,000 of them. Isn't that wonderful? They do. They change skin while they're up on land. Good for you. Have you seen them before? No? Okay. You have? At the zoo, if you ever get to Central California, there are beaches there that are protected where you can actually go see them. Or if you ask your parents, you can go online to elephantseal.org, and they have a live camera that you can watch them. Sometimes you can even hear them too. They kind of go, that's the kind of noise they make. Yeah, didn't really sound like it, but. Okay, so now I'm gonna tell you how we are like the elephant seals. Did you know that there's a hunter out for us? Satan is out to get us, each one of us. And also, did you know that you are the only one of you that exists? If something happens to you, there's no one to replace you. Now, I'm a twin, but even me and my twin, we are not alike. Even identical twins are completely different people. Do you think that if you got lost at the supermarket or something like that, your parents would say, oh, no problem, we'll just go to the park and pick up another kid? You think they'd say that? No, why? Because they love you so much and there is no way to replace you. Well, we have a Father in heaven who loves us even more than our earthly parents do. And he wants us to be safe with him in heaven. And we have to make the choice to get there. He is stronger than the hunter who is out for us. God is stronger, and he's able to protect us. But we have to make that choice. Have you ever asked him to help you not to be extinct? Because if you don't get to heaven, what is God going to do? There's not another one of you that will ever, ever replace you in his heart. And he loves you more than mom and dad do. And did you know that God has laws in his kingdom to protect his people? Just like the elephant seals have laws protecting them too. So what I want you to remember is although the elephant seals were almost extinct, we have to be really careful that we're not extinct from heaven. So as you bow your heads and let's have a prayer, let's ask God to be with us and to help us to be in heaven with him. Our Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, that you love us so much and that you want each one of us to be in heaven with you where there are only good things and none of the bad. Please help us to remember to ask you to help us be in heaven many, many times each and every day. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You were very good.